Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
If you will, Luke chapter 5, let's stand just for a minute, stretch your legs. We're only going to read about six verses tonight. But the Bible says in the book of Luke in the fifth chapter, we'll start in the first verse. And it says, "And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret." And I may not have pronounced that right, so y'all forgive me. "And I saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And when he said, and when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draw. And Simon answered unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net." Heavenly Father, tonight, Lord, we just thank you for what we felt already in your church house tonight. Thank you once again, hallelujah, for the one that was saved this morning and the one that's been saved in the house of God in Amazing Grace Baptist Church tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to give you the praise, honor, and glory for that, dear Heavenly Father. At this time, we ask that you would bless the reading of your word. Glory to God. Help hide us behind the cross just for a few minutes just to be a willing vessel and a mouthpiece for you, dear Heavenly Father. Just help us bring out the message just as you would have it tonight. Have your will and your way tonight, dear Heavenly Father. We love you and praise you and thank you for all that you do and all your many blessings in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. You may be seated. Tonight, what I want to preach on is a simple thought. And you may say, "Well, preacher, how in the world did you get that?" The thought I want to preach on is it worth it?
Yeah.
Tonight, is it worth it, church? Got a couple of different points. We want to try to get out of the way just as quick as we can. Is it worth it tonight?
Yeah.
Is it worth it tonight? Come on now, church. Got real quiet tonight. Is it worth it tonight?
Yes,
somebody say amen if it's worth it tonight.
Yeah.
This house is full tonight.
Yeah.
There ought to be enough amens to raise the roof about twice up here so the people going by know, hey, we're having church tonight. Hey, it ought to be a colossal time tonight. It ought to be a huge time tonight. It ought to be exciting to be back in the house of God tonight. Let me tell you something. Is it worth it tonight? Now, I want to read just a definition of that word toll. You know what it says in verse 5? It says, "And Simon answered unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing." How many of you felt like you've toiled all night long and not seen anything happen? You know what? Can I tell you something? Hold on. Just hold on just for a minute, because I read the definition of that word. I looked up the definition of that word toll, and this right here is from a 1994 Webster's Dictionary. That's back when I was in school, so for some of y'all. But it says, the definition of toil says a long, hard labor. A long, hard labor. To work long and hard, to go on with effort. I jotted this down. I was just kind of amazed in studying this out. It just said a word history in that little Webster's Dictionary. It said, even though we have machines to do much of our hard work today, much long, hard toil must still be done by hand. Must still tonight be, Jonathan, it's going to take us by hand. There's no machine that's going to preach the word.
That's right.
Amen. There's no machine that's going to stand up and teach your children the word. It's going to take us. It's going to take preachers to keep on preaching. It's going to take teachers to stand up tonight and teach. It's going to take the youth leaders out in youth church. Hallelujah, we had one saved in youth church. Why not get excited? Hey, is it worth it tonight, church? Let me ask you, is it worth it tonight, church? We ought to be excited. This ought to be the most exciting time, most exciting day of the week, if you have it that way. Hey, I'm not saying don't look forward to Wednesday night, but we're not done. God's not done with this service tonight. If there's one here lost, the altar is open. Hallelujah. There's preachers here. There's women here that can take you in the Bible and we'll maybe show you in just a second how to get saved. Hallelujah. You know what? It's time that we get excited, preachers. Amen. Hey, I can talk about preachers because I'm one of them. Is that all right tonight? I can talk about the preacher because I am one. But tonight, we want to see the church on fire. We need to get on fire. You know what? We're going to have to stand up, children. We have to stand up. Come in excited to the house of God. Hey, leave your problems on the doorstep. I'm not saying that we don't need to pray one for another. But how about one service? Let's leave your problems in the parking lot, Stan, and let's come in and have church. Let's come on into the church house and let God have His way. The choir was singing, "There's coming a day." We ought to have been lapping the church on that song. "There's coming a day, children. Will it be worth it? Is it worth it tonight? Is it worth it tonight?" Children, let me tell you something. Hallelujah. Have you ever questioned why, though? Have you ever questioned why? Preachers, you preached, give it everything you got. Nothing happened. Teachers, you've taught. You give it everything you got. You've studied. Nothing happened. You feel like you're preaching, it goes to about right here. That's about as far as it goes. Been there, ain't you, brother? Been there. Been there, bro. You teach, you stand up, stand. The youth leaders out there, you teach, you seem like nobody's hearing it. Do you, brother? Hey, they heard it, didn't they? So you keep on. It's worth it, brother, tonight. Hey, what if that was yours that just got saved? Wouldn't you say it's worth it tonight? If you're sitting here with lost loved ones dying and going to a devil's hell, it's worth it to come on into the house of God tonight. It's worth it to serve a risen God tonight. We ought to be happy. Hey, what are we showing? He said there's a group of people, an age group that we're missing. What are we missing, church? Do they still see the happiness? Do they still see the zeal? Do they still see the colossal when you come in? Hey, when's the last time you was just so excited you couldn't contain yourself? You just had to get here. You just had to sing a song. You just had to stand up and testify. Preacher, I don't mean to interrupt, but my heart's beating out of my chest. I got to say something for God. Is it worth it tonight, church? Is it worth it tonight? If it is, you ought to say amen in the house of God. There ought to be an amen once in a while. I'm not saying because it's me, preacher, that's standing up here, but God's good. My God is good. My God is able tonight. So is it worth it tonight? Singers, sing the same old song you feel like. Nobody getting it. Keep singing.
That's right.
Musicians, amen for the corner full of musicians. Sometimes you feel like you might be here. Keep getting up and playing. God's give you a gift, so use it. Let's use it tonight. Is it worth it, church? Is it worth it, children? You know what? I'm going to pick on you, Miss Sherry. She walked in and said, "I'm looking forward to hearing you." And my knees started knocking like crazy. I was like, "Lord, have mercy." But you know what? That's all right. Because I remember some of these. Can I tell you something? I'm glad to be standing right here tonight. I'm glad to serve a God that saved an old sinner like me. Can I tell you something tonight? He saved me stand, set my feet on a solid rock tonight. Hey, you know what else he done? He called this old boy to preach. Hey, don't know nothing about this Bible, but he called me to preach anyway. He said, "If you'll go, I'll give it." How about that? Amen. So go ahead, teachers. If you'll go, he'll give it. Youth leaders, if you'll go, he'll give it. Singers, if you'll go, he'll give it. I can't sing a lick, get in the choir and they'll hide you out, but go ahead and go, he'll give it. How about that? Amen. I'm just telling you tonight. Is it worth it, church? Is it worth it tonight? Prayer warriors. How many times have you prayed all night long, lost sleep, prayed and you didn't see something, didn't see anything happen?
Come on now. Yes, sir.
I'll just raise my hand. Been there. Been there. Been there. God, do you not hear me? God, do you not hear me? I prayed all night. Go ahead and pray one more time. Pray one more time tonight. Prayer warriors, we got to have you tonight. You know what? Jesus is talking to us tonight. You know what he said? This is in his writing. My Bible's in red writing. In verse number 4, it says, "Now when he had left speaking to him, he said unto some, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draw." Church, he said, launch the nets out. I heard one, that's right. Church, he said, launch the nets out tonight. We've seen some things happen. You want to see some more things happen? Do you? Do you want to see some more things? Do you want to see the house packed out? Do you want to see the choir packed out? Do you want to see them standing outside in the windows because we don't have room for them in the church house? Then we're going to have to get up. We're going to have to get up and grab a hold to the net. And it's going to take more than one to throw it out in the deep. That net's heavy. Can I tell you something tonight? But is it worth it? Is it worth it tonight? Grab a hold of that net tonight. He's throw it out in the deep. But you know what? I know what some of you are saying here because Simon said it. He answered and said unto him, "Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing." They told Jesus, "We've already done that. And nothing was there. But Lord, we've already done that. Nothing was there." He said, "Do it one more time." You said, do it one more time. This right here is for the sinner. If you're sitting here lost and undone tonight, I want to speak to your heart just for a minute. Children, if you're born again, pray. Start praying right now. There might be somebody in the crowd this size that does not know Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior. So if you're right with God, would you start praying right now? I ask you right now to start praying. Can I tell you something to the sinner tonight? You're here lost and undone without the Lord. Can I tell you something? You must be born again. You must be born again into the kingdom of heaven. You know what? Somebody's sitting here saying, I've been too bad. I've been way too bad. I'm too far gone tonight. I've done way too much. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares about me. I'm just too far gone. God don't love me. God wouldn't save somebody like me. But you know what? You've tried everything else in this life to satisfy what you're missing out on. Can I tell you something tonight? Jesus is right here. You know what he's saying? Try me. Try me tonight. Church, try me. If there's somebody lost here, why don't you come try him? If you tried everything else, what do you got to lose? What do you have to lose tonight? Let me tell you something. It's worth it. You want to know why? He said, trust me. Let me tell you something. I'm going to give you this right here just for a second. In the first verse of Luke 5, it says that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. I've done a little studying on that lake right there. I want to show you something here. It is the lowest freshwater lake on the earth, around 215 meters or about 700 feet below sea level. So it's the lowest freshwater lake on earth, below sea level. Can I tell you something? It says he stood by that. So I'm going to tell you something. No matter how low you think you've gotten, do you see where we're going with that tonight? Don't matter how low you've gotten, he was standing right there. I don't know who it is tonight, but he's standing right there with you. If it's all right, I'm going to come down here just for a minute. He's standing right there with you because he's been to that low point. He's right there waiting for you. Sometimes it takes you got to get to that lowest point. You know what? It's worth it tonight. Can I tell you, you ask everybody in here that's saved, it's worth it tonight. It ought to be. If it ain't worth it tonight, we ought to hit the altar and get excited. We ought to fall back in love with God. We ought to fall back in love with one another. We ought to come together as a church tonight. Let me tell you something, it's worth it, church. But if you're here lost and undone tonight, he's reaching right there because he's right there with you. So he can reach the... I'm glad he could reach down a lot further than I could ever reach up tonight. I want to tell you something. He reached way down to get this old boy. Let me tell you something. You can ask some of them. They saw how I acted in high school. Please don't tell them right now. If y'all will, ask them after church. We get done preaching. But you know what I'm talking about? I thank God. He reached down further, Brother Allen, than I could reach. Hallelujah tonight. That I could ever reach up tonight. So don't think you've been too bad. Don't think that you're too far gone. Don't think that there's anything, oh, he won't forgive me for that. Can I tell you something? He said he stood right there. He's waiting on you tonight. You know what he done? You know what else he done tonight? He said, right here I am. He said, right here I am. For you, is it worth it tonight? I'm going to give you this. This right here, every preacher, probably several of the ladies know a lot of the scripture, but I'm going to give it to you. I feel led of the Lord to give it tonight. John 3:3 says, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. John 6:44 says, no man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me, draw him, and I will raise him up the last day. Amen. So can I tell you something tonight? Even in a service like this, if God's not drawing your heart, sinner, if he's not knocking on your door, I'm going to tell you something. I use this example this morning that somebody might be sitting here tonight. You know what? I'd get saved, but you know what the devil's doing to you? Preached a message last Sunday on war subtile. Genesis 3, how subtile the devil is. You know what he's telling you tonight? Hey, go ahead and get saved, but let's wait till next Sunday. Hey, next Sunday is Easter Sunday. Hey, what a day it would be for you to get saved next Sunday on Easter. Hey, let's plan for you to get saved on Easter. Can I tell you something, children? You're not promised to make it home out of this door tonight. You're not promised tomorrow. So if he's knocking on that door tonight, then you better answer. Because I'm telling you something, the doorknob is on your side. He's a gentleman. He's not going to come drag you out of that pew tonight. I don't know why we're going on with all this, but I don't know. God knows. God knows. We'll try to move on. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death. Y'all hear that? For the wages of sin is death. But y'all listen right here. Is it worth it? Listen. But the gift. But the gift. That's something that's freely given. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 3:23. People look at me funny. This is one of my favorite verses. It says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It says, for all. That three little letters. Hey, that's a powerful word, brother. Oh, I'm going to step down again. You know what? Puts us all on level ground. It's level at the foot of the cross. There's no big eyes, no little U's here tonight. Can I tell you something, children? Somebody may not come to the altar tonight because what if brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so, what are they going to think about me? Can I tell you something? Can I just be honest? You're going to make somebody mad. But if brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so was going to make fun of you for hitting the altar, they should have done beat you to the altar to get it right with God tonight. Hey, they might be the hindrance holding back for somebody to get saved tonight. You know what? My prayer tonight, brother Jonathan, you know, is to be a stepping stone tonight. I want to be a stepping stone, Brother Allen, for somebody to get closer to the Lord and not a stumbling block. Because you know what? I'm accountable for what I say behind this sacred desk. I stand accountable tonight. Jonathan does not. He stands accountable for he lets who behind this desk because this is he's the pastor of this church. So he's accountable for that. But I'm accountable for what I preach right here. So I stand accountable for this. I'm going to give you my heart tonight. That's what God said to do. For all our sin to come short of the glory of God. Romans 5:8 says, but God commended his love towards us. Thank God. Starting to sound like it's worth it, ain't it? Starting to sound like it's worth it tonight. He said, but God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for us tonight. He died for all of us. Every single one of us tonight. Romans 10:9-10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt believe in thine heart, God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Did y'all get that? Thou shalt be saved. Hey, it ain't like the COVID vaccine where you come get a little shot of it today and wait 2 weeks. Can I tell you something? If you'll come on tonight and get a shot of it tonight, he'll give it all to you tonight. He doesn't have to come in little doses. Can I tell you something? Hey, that might be a bad example, but that worked for me, brother. I'm just going to tell you something tonight. It's worth it tonight, children. It's worth it. Tonight, for with the heart, man believing in the righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We didn't say it, anybody can be saved. Here it is, Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If he's knocking on that door and you call, he'll answer. He's never been without a signal. Can I get an amen right there? His battery's never went dead on your phone, has it? Hey, I've never called God and got the answer machine. Have you? Have you? I'm telling you something, church. Is it worth it? Is it worth it tonight, children? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You know what? If you hit the altar, you'll walk out of here a new creature. There'll be some. Can I tell you? Can I just be honest with you a little bit about myself? Hey, he changed my tongue. He changed the way I talk. He changed the way I walk. He changed the song in my heart. Can I tell you something? He stood me up on the rock, Brother Stan. You know what? He's never left me or never forsaken me. Can I tell you something? We got to hold on to his hand tonight. We got to hold on. Is it worth it? Can you see where we're going with this church? We're starting to see some things happen. Is it worth it? Hold on. Go ahead and cast it one more time. One more. What if you walked away tonight? And the next time you'd hit right here, it was getting ready to happen. What if he had a basket full of blessings right here ready to pour out on you? All you had to do is come and get it. That's all you had to do, and you walk out of here tonight. Church, he wants to bless you. He wants to bless you tonight. We preached this morning, God's servant, being a good servant. Hey, let's be a good servant tonight. You know why? Because it's worth it. Back to the title of the message. Is it worth it tonight?
Yes, sir.
We're going to close out here with this right here. I'm here to tell you tonight. No matter how long you think you are, how old you think you are, that you're not too young. And you're not too old. Because we're not promised tomorrow. So I'm going to tell you something. These ones that get saved in new church, hallelujah, we're going to proclaim the victory. Yes, that there's some in new church. Hey, it ain't for me to question or you to question age of accountability, is it?
Yes, sir.
That's up to them and God. When they realize the day they realize that they're lost and undone and a sinner and on their way to a devil's hell, guess what? They reach the age of accountability. I don't know what that age may be. It's different for each one of you, but can I tell you something? When you realize you need a Savior, you're there.
Yep.
Hey, elder back there, when you realize that, you've reached that age.
That's right.
Got quiet. Y'all preach on the youngins. Go ahead. But you know, when you get over here to the elders, it starts getting quiet, bro.
Yeah.
But you know what? The same God will save you as well.
Oh, yeah.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. If time stands, He's coming back. Let's not preach much anymore, brother. We don't hear it preached much. Can I hear to tell you? Jesus is soon coming back.
Yep.
If you hadn't heard it in a while, let me just tell you, Jesus is soon coming back.
Yep.
So is it worth it?
Yes.
Hold on. I challenge you to hold on and find out, children.
Oh, yeah.
I challenge you to hold on tonight and find out. You know what? We're going to try to finish up. We did all that. But there was one more thing I wanted to share with you. My Bible's done turned pages here. Jesus was in the garden praying, let this cup pass from me. Let me, you know what he saw? He saw you. He saw a church up on a hill that was going to go through a pandemic that didn't know what was going to happen. But he saw you. You know what he said? You know what? It's worth it, Brother Jonathan. I'll go ahead and die for you this tonight. He said, it's worth it to go ahead and die on that old rugged cross. You know what? In that garden, Jesus said, it's worth it. He said, you're worth it tonight. So is it worth it tonight, children? Is it worth it tonight? We're going to close with this and we'll be done and get out of the way. We'll read 5-7. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let the net down. So you know what? He gave the answer. Man, he said, hey, I've done all this, Lord. I've done all this, Lord. I don't know why, but you know what? He trusted in the Lord one more time. He said, I'll go ahead one more time. So one more time tonight, somebody here needs to trust the Lord one more time. Because let me tell you something. Is it worth it? I'm asking you. You tell me tonight. Is it worth it?
Yep.
Is it worth it tonight, children? Because
yep.
Listen to this. Verse number 6. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitudes of fishes and their net break. And they beckoned unto their partners which were in the other ships that they should come help them. And they came and filled both ships so that they began to sink. So can I tell you, don't walk away when God's ready to bless you. You know what? I bet you Simon, he's like, man, I'm sure I'm glad I listened one more time. Hey, if you could talk to him tonight, you reckon he would say it's worth it? You reckon he'd say, yeah, brother, it was tiresome being out there all night. Jesus said, go one more time. I didn't want to go one more time. I said, Lord of mercy, what are we doing? He said, do it, so here we go. He throwed it out one more time, and look what happened. So I'm here tonight, church, to beg you. Let's throw the net out one more time. Throw it out one more time because you don't never know what's going to be in that draw when we pull it back. Hey, it might be your lost loved one that's in that net. I don't know, preacher. I'm just telling you my heart tonight. But you know what we're going to have to do? We have to get up. We're going to have to toil all night. There's going to be some times that we may go all night and not see anything happen. But you know what we're going to have to do? We'll have to go another night. We'll have to go another night. We might have to go 3 or 4 nights. Hey, why ain't we having revival in the land? You know what? Most of the time in meetings anymore that I've seen, about the 3rd, 4th, maybe the last night, you start having a little bit of church, don't you, brother? You know what? Because you got to get everybody excited and on fire to be there for the first 3 nights. You go, hey, amen. You get the, good to have you, preacher. Amen. You done? Amen. By the second night, hey, I enjoyed that last night, preacher. But 3 amens.
Yeah.
You know, then the 3rd night, I wish I hadn't a song.
Yeah.
Just giving you my heart. That's where we at. Is anybody there with me tonight, church? Is anybody? But can I tell you something? Is it worth it tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you something. Is it worth it for your youngin? If your youngins are sitting here beside you in the church house, saved, born again, you ought to be lapping the church. I'm just telling you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just telling you, hey, you know what? I know we need to pray for the lost loved ones. If somebody's here lost, I beg you tonight, come to the old-fashioned altar, get saved. But if you're sitting here tonight and you've got loved ones that are here with you, saved, born again, on the way to heaven, we ought to be excited about that. You know what? We ought to be worshiping with the ones that's in here tonight. You know what? Let's worship and have church. The best example I can tell you, everybody's coming back into the church house now, or getting back to Sunday school, get back to the things that I won't say they used to be, but can I tell you something? Why don't we invite, go open the door and invite God to come back into the house with us. Because it'll be worth it. It'll be worth it. It'll be colossal, brother. It'll be huge. It will be tonight. And I'm done, brother. You come on and close it out. I appreciate it tonight. I thank you for the opportunity. I love y'all tonight.